Do you believe that you can heal yourself? Too often we give our power away to something outside of ourselves, and rarely, if ever, trust and tap into our innate healing power and intuition. Everyone has this capability to heal in ways we never thought possible. It's your sovereign right to claim and have true health and lasting wellness. Now, here is the host of the Dr. Dolores Show, Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in our amazing universe. And I got a question for you all. Who are you waiting for to say yes to your life? Or what joy are you editing so others feel comfortable? Well, today on our show, we're going to be talking about permission granted. You don't need approval to live. And I'm Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer, your host. And I really thought that this was a real timely topic because so many of us, in one of the ways we give our power away, and this is probably sometimes more unconscious than conscious because we do it automatically. It's like we wait for permission in order for something external, you know, somebody giving us permission to show up. But I'm going to hopefully shift that for you today so that you know that when you are working on yourself and you're giving yourself permission to show up and to be who you are. So people don't wait for permission consciously. They wait energetically. So this is where energy is going to come in as well, because we are flipping from more of a solid, dense 3D to more of an energetic, I'm going to say, frequency and beingness. And, you know, too often we've been programmed in our lifetimes that we have to seek approval. And I'm going to ask, who made that up? Seriously. Do you find yourself that you have to over-explain things, you know, what you're doing, or preparing endlessly, or, you know, maybe asking opinions you don't actually need because you're not sure of yourself, or you are walking on eggshells to avoid reaction, or softening the truth to avoid reaction, or wanting agreement before action. So it's almost as if you're wanting some approval on the outside of yourself instead of just gaining wisdom and seeking your own internal approval. Remember, it's more of an energetic frequency. It's not a physical denseness that you go to. So oftentimes we confuse being loved with being approved of. I know that was probably more of the norm, especially me growing up in the product of the 60s, because I know I've confused being loved with being approved of. If I'm approved of, I'm loved. Well, you know, that's a real messed up ideology, because, you know, you're outsourcing who you are to something that's outside of yourself to gather whether or not you're worthy to be loved or not. So, but we do have to remember too that approval is external safety and permission is internal authority. So, you know, what I want to do right now is just do a little micro experience for you. So, and what I want you to do is just notice the pause. So I invite you to just take a deep breath and think of something you want to do but haven't done yet. Now notice, is the hesitation logistical or rational? Most people aren't blocked by ability. They're paused by imagined reaction. And this is where our nervous system has become dysregulated, and we're unraveling all of that as we advance and become more aware of who we are and awaken within ourselves. So I think there's a lot about the approval loop, and let's just dive into that. When did you learn you had to be understood to be allowed? And whose disappointment still controls your choices? And are you living or negotiating your existence? Those are really powerful questions to ask yourself, because how often we have these voices in our heads that aren't ours, but maybe it's a parent or, you know, somebody in our society or culture that is imposing these controls onto you, or I'm going to say projecting these ideas onto you, because they're probably what they learned from their generation and their ancestry as well. So, you know, with children in mind, you know, we were all children at one time, we learn belonging requires compliance. This is what we were taught. You have to conform to belong. And as adults, we repeat this, that safety requires consensus. So this is how approval becomes a nervous system regulation strategy. So we learn how to perform instead of express, or do instead of being, explain instead of choosing, like justifying your existence, okay? Explain everything, or ask instead of decide. You don't ask for approval because you're weak. You ask because your body remembers exclusion equals danger, and we need to shift that. Okay, this is really important. So let's do another little experiential exercise. And we're going to call this the invisible committee. We all have them. So just close your eyes. And just imagine the room of people whose opinions influence you. Notice who appears first. And now ask yourself, did I appoint them? Or did fear appoint them? Just remember, the moment you see the committee, you can resign from it. So let's talk about the over-explaining process here, where we feel like we need to justify our existence. However, did you know that over-explaining is a trauma response? It's a way that we self-abandon ourselves. We're constantly justifying our existence because we are disconnected from who we are, and we're abandoning ourselves. So let me pose these questions for you. Why do we give speeches for simple choices? Or like a dissertation to explain something that requires maybe three words? Why do we prepare people for our authenticity? What's that all about? And why do we apologize for clarity? If you're not understanding something, it's just like, please explain that. Help me understand that a little better. Over-explaining is a protection strategy. And I'm going to say this again. Over-explaining is a protection strategy. If they understand me, they won't leave me. But did you know explaining replaces living? The truth is, you only need justification when you've already handed away authority. So where in your life are you handing away your authority? Often we do this unconsciously. Now that you have the awareness that you may be doing this, this is something that can shift and change. So let's do another little experiential exercise. It's called one clean sentence. So just repeat to yourself or out loud, I'm not available. Or, and this is right for me. I've decided differently. And just feel how that feels in your body. Did you feel relief or panic? Your reaction tells you where you've outsourced your authority. This is why energy is so important, and for us to feel and have that sensation, those sensations within ourselves, and honor them and tap into them, because they are very telling. So if today's episode wasn't about becoming someone new, it was about stopping the pause between you and your life. And if this is resonating with you, stay connected to this conversation. Subscribe, like, and share this episode with someone who's been waiting to live. And join us inside I'm Awake Now What, our monthly membership community, where we practice embodiment, not just insight. And you could find out more about that. Just go to my website, drdoloresfazzino.com, and look for I'm Awake Now What. Now, let's talk about self-permission. This is about us coming back home to, or a return to our inner leadership, our inner CEO, which is us. The CEO of you. So, what if you stopped asking people to understand your path? What if agreement wasn't required for alignment? And what if clarity didn't need witnesses? Just remember, self-permission is not rebellion, it's coherence. You don't become reckless, you become internally referenced. And there is a lot of delicious power in that itself. Externally referenced living equals performance. Where in your life are you always performing to justify your existence? When you're internally referenced living, it's embodiment. So, right now, I'm just going to ask you to place your hand on your heart, take a breath, and slowly say three times, I authorize my own life. I authorize my own life. I authorize my own life. And now add, I allow myself to move without consensus. Understanding is welcome, not required. So feel the difference between being allowed to live and allowing yourself to live. And I'm going to leave you with that as we segment off to our first break of the episode. And you're listening to the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network. And I'm Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. And we're talking about permission granted. You don't need approval to live. So stay tuned. And when we come back, we'll share some more.
Do you trust your instincts? Many of us don't. Yet this is the key to connecting to your innate healer within and your intuition. Tune in to the Dr. Dolores Show with nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer, Dr. Dolores Fazzino, to receive insights and tools to realign with your inner wisdom for lasting health and true wellness. Listen for the Dr. Dolores Show, Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, 1 p.m. Mountain, 12 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
Ready to break free from complacency? Welcome to I'm Awake, Now What? Your monthly invitation to embrace conscious living. If you've been feeling lost or stagnant, this is your chance to awaken your purpose. Join our transformative conscious wake-up office hours every month for guidance and self-discovery. Experience the power of clarity and focus as you navigate towards holistic healing and empowerment. Don't just survive, thrive. Sign up now and unlock a wealth of benefits, including enhanced well-being, stress reduction, emotional healing, and connection. It's time to ignite the flames of purpose within and start your journey to a fulfilling life.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is the Dr. Dolores Show with Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to Dolores@drdoloresfazzino.com. Now, back to the program.
And welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network. And we've been talking today about permission granted. You don't need approval to live, because so many people look for something outside of themselves to gain approval, to feel safe in order for them to move forward, when it's really about an energetic alignment of what is aligned with what you need to be doing on your path, instead of looking for, approval from others, but also justifying your existence and, you know, trying to make sense out of what you're supposed to be doing. It's about learning how to trust yourself, giving yourself self-permission, and just allowing yourself to be the authority of your own life. So before we left on break, we were talking about, you know, self-leadership. And I'm just going to repeat this. It's about self-permission is not rebellion, it's coherence. You don't become reckless, you become internally referenced. Externally referenced living equals performance, and we're always in the do mode, that's performance, where internally referenced living is embodiment. This is alignment. There's a difference. So let's talk a little bit about why people react when you stop asking. So this is about recalibrating our relationships. So, you know, here's some questions to ponder. Why do others feel unsettled when you become clear? Or why does authenticity trigger negotiation? Think about that one. That one really rang true for me. I'm like, wow. And why do some relationships improve when you stop explaining? So when you stop seeking permission, you remove unconscious contracts. Okay. These are the ones that you are not aware of, but yet they're there. And they may be from ancestral lineage or previous lifetimes or early in your lifetimes, dimensional contracts, whatever they are. But they're not conscious. Now you're aware that they're there, so they become conscious. Some people were bonded to your uncertainty, okay? They like that thing, like that about you, your uncertainty, because it kind of is a power play sometimes. It's like, oh, well, she's uncertain, so let's make it the decision up for her. So that's all an unconscious dance as well. And just remember, clarity reorganizes relationships. It's about really becoming clear with your boundaries and the subtle energetic ones that can't be seen but are there. Not everyone wants the authentic you. Many prefer the predictable you. Okay? So where are you squeezing yourself to play small into somebody else's world? That's a question for you. And it's time to change that. So let's do a little process, and it's called energetic contract release. So right now, just think about one person whose reaction you fear. Got that? Okay. And now say to yourself, I release you from needing to approve of me. And I release myself from needing you to. Just remember, freedom is often mutual, even when uncomfortable. And if you're recognizing yourself in this pattern, you don't have to untangle it alone. If you work with me one-on-one, I design my sessions to help you return to your own inner authority, not by fixing you, but helping you hear yourself clearly again. So if that's of interest to you, just reach out to me. I'm more than happy to help you. So let's carry on and talk about inner authority as leadership, because we are all leaders. Sometimes we don't own it, but it's like being the leader of you, the CEO of you. I used to love going into meditation because I used to pretend I was meeting with my board of me, like the CEO of me and my board representatives, you know, be it my guardian angels, you know, beings that I really resonate with and so on and so forth. And it was really funny because it's just like, yes, I'm going into my board meeting now. I'm meditating. So it's just like I'm having a meeting with the board. So anyway, I joke about that, but that's how I see it. So inner authority as leadership, living without justification. So what changes when you stop defending your life? What if leadership begins with self-permission? And what if peace replaces persuasion? I feel that each one of us is really desiring peace, probably more so today than ever, with our chaotic, external, noisy world. How do you find peace? You come within yourself. When you're within yourself, no matter what's going on externally, you have certainty, okay? You have certainty within who you are. Just remember, authenticity does not isolate you. It magnetizes aligned connection. Remember, energy and alignment and frequency and essence. These are the components of who you are, and this magnetizes you to aligned connection. It's going to allow you to attract what is aligned with you energetically and possibly repel what is not energetically aligned. It's about us having the awareness and not trying to make something try to fit in a place that it's no longer fitting. So self-permission creates clean decisions, clear communication, a much calmer nervous system, and natural leadership. It's not about trying to force something or make something happening. You are self-commanding because that alignment is so certain that you're able to function in whatever the universe kind of throws your way or what's on your path. So I invite you to stop convincing and start existing. So let's drop into a little, brief experiential exercise. And we call this future self-embodiment. So just close your eyes and imagine waking tomorrow with no need for approval. That might be a tough one for some people to try on, but I invite you to go there. Notice how you speak, how you move, how you choose, and how you respond. And just ask yourself, what would you stop doing immediately? This version of you isn't in the future. It's behind the permission gate. It's that threshold of a prison, the prison door being open. And we're so stuck in the old version of who we are, we don't realize the prison door is open and we could just step through the door and we're free. So just feel what all of this feels like. And just remember, understanding changes your mind. Practice changes your life. Insight is the invitation, and embodiment is the work. Listening opens the door. Participation walks you through it. So are you ready to walk through that doorway? You don't need to be understood to be aligned. You don't need agreement to be authentic. And you don't need approval to be allowed. You only need to stop withholding authorization from yourself. So just place your hand on your heart and say to yourself, I authorize my own life. I move in self-trust. I live without waiting. You are not asking too much from life. You've just been asking the wrong authority. So I'm just going to leave you with that right now as we go off to our second break of the episode. And you're listening to the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network. And we're talking about permission granted. You don't need approval to live today on our show. And when we come back, we'll just guide you through a lovely meditation so you could put it all together. So stay tuned and see you soon.
Do you trust your instincts? Many of us don't. Yet this is the key to connecting to your innate healer within and your intuition. Tune in to the Dr. Dolores Show with nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer, Dr. Dolores Fazzino, to receive insights and tools to realign with your inner wisdom for lasting health and true wellness. Listen for the Dr. Dolores Show, Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, 1 p.m. Mountain, 12 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
Ready to break free from complacency? Welcome to I'm Awake, Now What? Your monthly invitation to embrace conscious living. If you've been feeling lost or stagnant, this is your chance to awaken your purpose. Join our transformative conscious wake-up office hours every month for guidance and self-discovery. Experience the power of clarity and focus as you navigate towards holistic healing and empowerment. Don't just survive, thrive. Sign up now and unlock a wealth of benefits, including enhanced well-being, stress reduction, emotional healing, and connection. It's time to ignite the flames of purpose within and start your journey to a fulfilling life.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
This is the Dr. Dolores Show with Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to Dolores at drdoloresfazzino.com. Now, back to the program.
And welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network, and I'm Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. And we've been talking today about giving ourselves permission and how we don't need to approval to live, and we don't need approval. We don't need anybody else's approval. So it's about really coming home to self. And, you know, in the two previous segments, we talked about the approval loop and how we look for approval, and it's all external if you really think about it, and how important it is to tap into the essence and the frequency of permission and approval and self-approval. We need to really become more aware of what are some of the patterns that we have personally that are keeping us stuck and keeping us in this loop of having to look for approval outside of ourselves. You know, for some people, it might be over-explaining, but, you know, that's like a trauma response. We talked a little bit how the nervous system gets involved with all of this. And we use justification as self-abandonment because we take away from our true essence, and it's like splurting out all this information that you're trying to make stick to something outside of yourself on the wall, and it's not really helping you. It's actually draining your livelihood and draining who you are. And we talk about self-permission, the return to your inner leadership, like the CEO of you. And I shared about how I kind of have my own board meeting when I go into meditation. I joke about it. It's like, I'm meeting with my board right now. Please don't disturb me. So it's just like, and my board is like my higher self, but also aspects of myself and also my guides and, you know, saints and other, you know, like Buddha and stuff like that, that are part of my team. I meet with them and, you know, just allow myself to receive information. So just remember, self-permission is not rebellion, it's coherence, and it's a necessity for embodiment and internally referenced living. And you know, we also talked about why people react when you stop asking. It's almost as if this is an indicator when your behavior is changing, just watch the people around you. If they're reacting weirder or different, actually something's working. You shifted something within yourself, and that's okay. You know, if you have to feel like you need to justify your existence by, you know, plotting off a dissertation as to why you need to do something or why it's important, you know, under the guise of explaining it to people so they understand you, stop trying to explain yourself so you fit into their world. It's allow yourself to be who you are. And, you know, allow and be okay with that. You are safe and secure within yourself. And, you know, the other thing is embrace your inner authority as the as leadership, and most importantly, the leader of who you are. Live without justification and just allow yourself to be the sovereign being that you are and show up in all your glory. It's not a time to play small or to dim your light. We need all lights on board. So with that being said, we are going to just drop into a meditation that we call Permission Granted, Returning to Inner Authority. So when you are able to just sit quiet and just allow yourself to receive, this is where shifts and changes occur, sometimes effortlessly. It's like getting an upgrade, an energetic upgrade. So I just invite you to find a nice quiet place where you're not going to be disturbed for the next 6 or 7 minutes. And once you're settled, just take a gentle breath in and allow your body to settle where you are. There's nothing to fix, nothing to figure out, just arrive. And feel the support beneath you, be it a chair, the floor, or the earth. You are already held and safe and secure. Now bring awareness to your chest and place your hand over your heart. Not to calm it, but to acknowledge it. This is the place you have been outsourcing your authority from. Take a slow inhale, and on the exhale, soften your jaw, soften your tongue, and soften the need to prepare. And allow a situation to come into your awareness. Perhaps something you've been postponing. Not because you don't know, but because you're waiting. And just notice who you imagine reacting. You don't need to change it, just see it and witness it. Now, gently say inside, I see the place where I paused my life. And just breathe and exhale. And just imagine all the opinions, expectations, and imagine conversations as small chords extending from your body. And with each inhale, feel your breath gathering those cords back. You are not rejecting anyone. You are returning yourself. So inhale, call your energy home, and exhale, let your body settle. Again, inhale, call your energy home, and exhale. Just allow your body to settle. And feel the center of your chest warm slightly beneath your hand. This is not emotion. This is orientation. And for a moment, imagine living without needing permission. Notice how your body sits differently. No performance, no explanation, just existence. Now, gently speak aloud or internally to yourself. I authorize my own life. I authorize my own life. And just say it one more time, letting your body feel it. I authorize my own life. And add, I move without consensus. Understanding is welcome, not required. I allow myself to choose. So breathe and feel. Not excitement, not courage, but coherence. So bring to mind one small decision you can act on within 24 hours. Nothing dramatic, just honest. And see yourself doing it calmly. No speeches, no justification, just clean action. And allow your nervous system to memorize this state. And with your hand still on your heart, just know my life and repeat to yourself, my life is not granted to me by agreement. My life moves with me. And take a final breath. And when you're ready, gently open your eyes, bringing authority with you. And welcome back, everybody. I love the peace and the serenity after a meditation. Stillness is palpable. And with that in mind, we're going off to our last break of our episode. And you've been listening to the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network. And if you liked what you've heard today, I invite you to share, like with your community, especially people who need to hear this. Because when we share this information, we create a ripple effect for a better earth and a better collective consciousness. So stay tuned, and when we come back, we'll just wrap it up for our episode. So stay tuned.
Do you trust your instincts? Many of us don't. Yet this is the key to connecting to your innate healer within and your intuition. Tune in to the Dr. Dolores Show with nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer, Dr. Dolores Fazzino, to receive insights and tools to realign with your inner wisdom for lasting health and true wellness. Listen for the Dr. Dolores Show, Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, 1 p.m. Mountain, 12 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
Ready to break free from complacency? Welcome to I'm Awake, Now What? Your monthly invitation to embrace conscious living. If you've been feeling lost or stagnant, this is your chance to awaken your purpose. Join our transformative conscious wake-up office hours every month for guidance and self-discovery. Experience the power of clarity and focus as you navigate towards holistic healing and empowerment. Don't just survive, thrive. Sign up now and unlock a wealth of benefits, including enhanced well-being, stress reduction, emotional healing, and connection. It's time to ignite the flames of purpose within and start your journey to a fulfilling life.
This is the Dr. Dolores Show with Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. You can also send an email to Dolores at DrDoloresFazzino.com. Now, back to the program.
And welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network, and I'm Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. And we've been talking today on our show about permission granted. You don't need approval to live. And so many of us have given our power away to something outside of ourselves. And it's really time. We're in an interesting time in humanity's evolution and ascension where we are stepping back into our power and taking back those aspects of ourselves that have been lost in another time and place. And I hope you really enjoyed the meditation. What did you find very interesting about that? Was there an epiphany that you had where you realized, oh my gosh, I was doing something, I didn't even realize it? Make note of that. And, you know, if you want to share that with me, please reach out by all means. You could reach out to me at Dolores at DrDoloresFazzino.com. And also, you know, if you want to take this conversation with you today, just follow the show so you stay connected to my work and share it with someone who's been waiting for permission. And if you're already ready to experience it, you know, personally work with me or join our monthly membership called I'm Awake Now What for people who are on their awakening journey so that they feel like they have some sort of community so they realize they're not alone. And you could find out more information about all of that on my website, DrDoloresFazzino.com. So let's talk about some takeaways from today's episode. Remember, approval seeking is a nervous system strategy, not a personal trait. You learned it for belonging. You can't unlearn it for freedom. Over-explaining is self-abandonment disguised as communication. Ooh, that's a real good one. Over-explaining is self-abandonment disguised as communication. Where are you over-explaining yourself as to be a better communicator? Self-permission creates calm decisions, not reckless ones. So pay attention in your life. When you're making decisions, Are you making spontaneous, reckless ones, or are you making calm decisions? That'll tell you if you're utilizing self-permission or trying to do things out of obligation or pleasing people externally. And when you stop negotiating your truth, relationships reorganize naturally. So some may fall away and some might even get better. And it's okay. It is what it is. Inner authority is the beginning of authentic leadership. And we all have a leadership team within ourselves. So meet with it on a regular basis and embrace it and have your board meeting on a daily basis. You know, I do it in form of meditation. So some closing thoughts here. There comes a moment in awakening where healing stops because healing stops being about repairing yourself and starts becoming about authorizing yourself. Life doesn't begin after approval. It begins after hesitation. And freedom doesn't arrive when everyone understands you. It arrives when you no longer require them. So I'm going to leave you with a channeled message from my higher self. And I asked her to speak on self-permission and inner authority. And this is what she wrote. Beloved one, you have spent many lifetimes learning how to harmonize with others. Now you are learning how to harmonize with yourself. You call it waiting. We call it pausing your frequency to match rooms you have already outgrown. You believe permission was kindness, but permission seeking is not kindness. It is self-abandonment taught through memory of separation. You were never meant to be agreed with by everyone. You were meant to be coherent with yourself. Agreement organizes groups. Coherence organizes reality. When you hesitate to avoid reaction, you divide your energy into futures that never occur. The body feels this as heaviness, fatigue, and uncertainty. Not because you are lost, but because you are split between your knowing and your negotiation. Your power does not activate when others support you. It activates the moment you stop pausing your truth. So notice this. Every time you internally ask, will this be okay? You move authority outside the field of your being. And your system weakens, not morally, but energetically, because you are attempting to orbit another center. Remember, you are a center. Self-permission is gravitational alignment. It is not defiance. It is returning to orbit around your own soul. Some will feel relief when you do this. Some will feel distance. Neither is your guidance system. Peace is your guidance system. When a decision becomes quiet inside you, it's aligned. When it becomes or requires explanation, it is negotiated. You are not here to win approval. You are here to stabilize truth so others remember they may also stand. Leadership in this area is not permission. It is permission embodied. So move with certainty in your life, for certainty follows movement in your destination. And do not take for granted, we remind you, you are born authorized. So I leave you with that. And just remember, no matter what, you are worth it. Bye now. See you next week.
Thank you for listening to the Dr. Dolores Show. Dr. Dolores returns Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, 1 p.m. Mountain, 12 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. Until then, remember to be kind to yourself and create your best life. You are worth it.